Hello, I'm Adara Blake. I have recently started blogging for Breastfeeding World. I am a IBCLC and a speech pathologist. You may have seen some of my blog posts about what I think the role of the speech pathologist in supporting breastfeeding is. But I'm really lucky to know a lot of really amazing women whose work aligns with supporting moms in their breastfeeding journey. And one of them is my friend Julie. So I have her on the phone. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. What do you do and how does it relate to breastfeeding?
I am a postpartum doula, but I'm also an IBCLC. So I go to people's homes after they've had a baby and help them with breastfeeding, bathing a baby, sleep issues. I may prepare a meal for mom, throw some laundry in the wash, do dishes, just trying to help parents have a smooth transition into parenthood.
Okay. And what got you interested in this kind of work?
Actually, when I went through my program to become a lactation consultant, I thought I needed some experience to be able to get a lactation-related job. And I had read about postpartum doulas, and a mom that I was friendly with had actually told me, you would be a great postpartum doula. So I looked around for the training, and I went through the training, and I just thought it was a good complement to my lactation training. But it actually worked out for me to be a better fit as a job for my personality than just doing lactation alone.
That's awesome. So do you find, like, when you introduce yourself to other people and you tell them what you do, are they surprised? Like, do they know what a postpartum doula is, or do you usually have to explain it?
No, I've not really run across anyone, maybe one or two people that knows what it is. When you say doula, sometimes people think of a birth doula.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you tell them postpartum doula, they don't really understand what that is. Some more international friends that I have say, oh, we have something similar in our country, you know, where mom's taken care of for the first 40 days, and all she has to do is nurse the baby. But most Americans that I talk to don't really understand the need for a postpartum doula. That's what I've run into. They think, oh, well, I did it all alone. That's how everyone mm-hmm. should do it. So,
how long do you usually spend with families? Like, if they hire you when their baby's born, how long do you typically spend with them, or does it vary?
It varies greatly. Some parents, I may just go for two visits after they come home from the hospital. But then some people may want me there three times a week for 12 weeks. So it just really depends on the needs of the family. And some people just want a lot of teaching. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want me to take care of the baby for them. They want me to kind of supervise them and just encourage them and make sure that they want to feel like they're doing everything right. And then some mm-hmm. families want me to come and take care of the baby for them for 4 hours because mom may have to go back to work early, or she may want to go out to lunch with her friends, or she just may want a break to take a nap.
You work with a lot of families who maybe don't necessarily have their family close by.
Exactly. I live in an area that really most people are from all over the country. Not many people are from around here. So it's rare that you would have grandparents or sisters or just any of your family at all around here, around in the area. So, sometimes grandmas come, but they may be able to stay for a week or two. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of functioning like kind of a grandma or an aunt, that kind of thing.
That role. Do you find that a lot of people are really out of their depth when it comes to a newborn? Like, even with, I feel like there's so much at, like, so many books and classes and but at the end of the day, people just really haven't spent that much time around infants. So it seems like you do a lot of teaching.
Yeah, most people have unrealistic expectations of how frequently a newborn needs to eat, and also how difficult it can be to get a baby to sleep when the baby is tired. We think about before we have a baby, the baby will take a nap when the baby needs to take a nap. Well, that's not always the case. The baby's going to be hungry every 3 hours, and it's going to be very regular, and that's never the case. So, most of it's unrealistic expectations, and a lot of the people I work with have never even changed a diaper in their life. There's a lot of career women who are in their late 30s, kind of getting started later in life with their family, and they've just kind of been in a different world than, they hadn't been in mom world yet.
What do you observe with new dads? I feel like we focus a lot of our attention on new moms and not necessarily the experience that dads are having when their infant comes home.
That's true. Many of the dads that I work with now are amazing. Almost all of them are. They are so much more hands-on than the dads were in the 60s and 70s and probably even 80s and before. They're always wanting to help, and they change diapers, and they really are great supports to their partners. They just want to help mom in any way that they can. But sometimes dads can struggle a little bit, and they're not, they don't have that natural mothering instinct. And sometimes moms don't either. So can be frustrating for them a little bit for mom to do all the feeding, and they want to be a part by bottle feeding. And a lot of times that works out after the baby is a few weeks old. And dads can give the baby a bottle once a day or so.
Great. So what are some ways that you suggest getting them involved if they are not going to be super involved in those early feedings, if it's a primarily breastfed baby?
They like to be doers. So doing things like bringing mom something to drink, fixing her a snack, maybe acting kind of as a go-between, between mom and guests that may come, and making sure she gets enough rest. Even if, in the middle of the night, the baby won't settle down, but the baby will sleep in dad's arms, that's a great way to give mom some rest.
What's something that surprised you with your work? Like, is there anything that you didn't expect to see necessarily or before you started working as a postpartum doula?
I do see a lot of moms with a bit of anxiety about that they really are getting this one chance with this baby, and they want to do everything right. And say tummy time, for example, if they miss 2 days of tummy time, that could cause a lot of anxiety because tummy time is supposed to be done every day. They read a lot on the internet, and they read a lot of books, and they want to do everything just right. So they can kind of be hard on themselves for not being perfect, I guess. And then the definition of perfect is, of course, is all of the things that they've read that they're supposed to do.
Right.
So that they'll have a happy, healthy child.
And it seems like a lot of that information conflicts even with itself. So it's just such an impossible expectation to live up to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, which sometimes moms will quiz me, which child care and baby book do you like to make sure my philosophy might line up with theirs? Is it Dr. Sears, or is it Leach, or is it, there's just so many, but.
They want to make sure you guys can be on the same page. So do families interview you then before you start working with them?
No, not usually.
No. Okay. Just kind of figure it out when you get there.
Yes. You become whatever that family needs. So you're not really the same with all of your families because people need you to be different things for them. Some might want you to be like a grandmother. Some want you just to sit with them and be a friend and listen. Some people want you to do tasks around the house, and you don't even really touch the baby very much. So you've got to be intuitive and figure out what this family needs without them having to spell it out to you.
It seems like it's almost kind of therapeutic. Like you, there's so many different roles in you kind of performing like a bit of, like it's almost as much of an emotional service as it is logistical or educational.
Oh, sure. And it's a challenge too. You know, the first couple of visits to kind of get to know the family and know, you know, what can I do to make them really get their money's worth, first of all, but like me and think that I'm helpful. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I know that from working with you, you are fabulous support to the moms and babies that you work with, and they're really lucky to have you. What's something from, is there anything from your own breastfeeding experience that you learned and you try to impart to the families that you work with, or is it really just kind of tailor-made to everybody?
You're not really supposed to talk about yourself or your own experiences. I mainly will say, if a mom has a question, not necessarily what I did, I'll say, well, some moms, you know, this has been helpful to them, but some moms like to do this, or this has worked well for some people, but maybe not for others. But I think just being a parent myself is encouraging people to stay in the moment and go day by day, and that's really what you have to do, you know, with parenthood for many years. You can't really worry about, okay, what am I going to, you know, what's going to happen in a year? What's going to happen? You know, how am I going to pay for college? How am I going to, if they can stay in the moment and not get too anxious or stressed about what's all the things that are going to happen in the future and just kind of get through that day and be present in that day, that's what I have learned as a parent that I try to impart to them.
And then I just have one more question for you. It's what have you, I'm sure working with families and, you know, being an IBCLC yourself, you have kind of access to what other healthcare professionals are telling parents. And I wondered if you have any advice for other clinicians who are working with breastfeeding moms and babies, things we can do to support them better.
I would say ask a parent what are your breastfeeding goals?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in a perfect world, what would your breastfeeding relationship look like? Because some moms might, you know, say, well, yeah, I'm not really enjoying breastfeeding, but I would love to keep providing milk for my baby. Or there may be a mom that baby's rejecting the breast and having too many bottles. So she may want to get back to exclusive breastfeeding. So just not assuming that you know what her goals are.
I think we kind of try to fit everyone that we see into, like, the boxes of what we've already experienced and not necessarily taking – I think it's the advice that you kind of – you talked about giving to parents, like, taking each day as it comes, like, taking each case as it comes as well. Like making sure you really understand what it is that they're coming to you for rather than just spitting out advice.
Yes.
Like one size fits all advice. Is that kind of what you were going for?
Yes, exactly.
I think that makes perfect sense. Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie. This was great.
You're welcome. It was nice to talk to you.